Americans spent $50 billion on their pets. That's an all-time high, and the first time in history more than $50 billion has gone to dogs, cats, canaries, guppies, and the like. Food and vet costs accounted for about 65% of spending, but it was a service category, one that includes grooming, boarding, pet hotels, pet sittings, and daycare. That grew more than any other surge, 7.9% from $3.51 billion in 2010 and $3.79 billion in 2011. Owners are taking care of their pets, said Dr. Jessica Vogelsang, a San Diego veterinarian and author of PawsCurious.com. They are planning ahead. When they go on vacation, they want to make sure their pets are well cared for, she said. In 2011, people spent $19.85 billion on food, $13.41 billion on vet care, $11.77 billion on supplies and over-the-counter medicines, $3.79 billion on other services, and $2.14 billion on live animal purchases. Pet ownership is becoming less of an impulsive decision, Vogelsang said. I am seeing a lot of people saying this isn't time for us. People are more interested in pets than ever before, but they are taking their time, and once they make the commitment to do it right. I don't think it's a bad thing, and I'm proud of the owner, she said. The pet industry is also a major attraction for entrepreneurs and investors looking for creative and innovative products, Vachira said. Vogelsang believed that trend is toward very specific items geared to the specific needs of pets. We are seeing a lot of puzzles, feeders for dogs, not just the toys, but ones that are geared toward the mental needs of animals. Then there are the bionic toys, destructive for a lot of chewers. A very niche item, she says.